Thanks for hosting this. I'm not sure where Jacob has been, but he rescheduled it, so maybe something come up. I'm not sure if it was why he was rescheduled.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I sent him a message, but I didn't see a response. So, yeah, I mean, stuff comes up. So, maybe I'll just give it a few minutes because I'm sure some people stepped away. So maybe we'll wait a few minutes and then let a couple people come in. Yeah, I'm gonna. I never use, I always use PC for spaces now, so I never, it's funny being on the phone. How's your weekend going, Poroporo?
It's been okay.
Nice. Yeah, I got a few questions prepared, just some stuff. I was reading over your thread you posted today. Thanks for putting that up. So I guess, hey Andre, hey Cheddar, good to see you guys. If you have any specific question or anything, I mean, I think you guys are pretty familiar with Potoburu, but if you have any specific question or anything, I guess you can reply to this, or if you want to speak, feel free to request and I'll bring you up. But lots of familiar faces here. I mean, we might as well get started, I guess. So yeah, Potoburu, I was wondering maybe you could just share a little bit about your background in Web3 or blockchain or whatever we're calling it today, and why you wanted to join the development department in Juno.
Right, I've been I guess privileged to be in blockchain for like over a decade. Discovered Bitcoin relatively early. I discovered it, found that you could like make money mining with your GPU on like a gamer forum, and I'm just like, okay, cool, I'm in. And then you go down the rabbit hole of the whole, like, first you want like build like a mining enterprise, and then, but in those days it was like impossible to cash out. So I didn't get too far, but then you learn like this is like going to change the world or revolutionary the world. It's like just like something that challenges fiat money, and that's actually viable. So I'm in. I'm like that. And then just been kind of like in and out. Everyone has their own cycles. Like even like independent of the markets. Like discovering like Ethereum in 2017, exciting. And then been trying to get involved in the industry, but I was in school also. So for software engineering, and then this last cycle in 2021 discovered I like crypto.com, and then I discovered like their CRO coin, and just like found out that it's a Cosmos SDK chain. Done some research, learned that Osmosis was launching, and then just discovered everything else. Did some arbitrage trading, discovered like what these assets on Osmosis is like, why people would be interested in them, and then learned the whole like layer zero thesis of like IBC and the interchain and sovereign block app chains. And it's just it's once you get into Cosmos, it's like you can almost can't leave.
Yeah. So when you got into Juno, were you one of those that got in through like the Genesis airdrop, or did you come to it after?
The airdrop got me interested. I didn't receive any of the airdrop. I was just it was like I was part of the Passage community, which is like something to do, something new to like yield farm or stake, and then just like learning about like Cosmosm and like why people would want that over Ethereum and its advantages, and just kind of going down the Cosmosm rabbit hole from there.
And so how does that all lead to wanting to join development for Juno now?
Yeah, just being interested in Juno would be to participate in governance early, and I got the Neta airdrop, and I've been interested in that community like I guess ever since Neta was airdropped, and then just drawn to like the DAO that formed. I initially didn't want to be part of the DAO. I was just kind of like an observer, kind of just like see how it played out. But then I was like just wanted to get involved later on once it like they had the need for people. And sorry, I think I lost track of your question. I was just trying to explain my involvement with Neta. But oh yeah, the why I'm interested in the development department. So I have a technical background in like software development. I was interested in validation early on. That was the how I could contribute to Neta DAO, run validators for them, and then eventually running validators for myself. And that's my like entryway, I suppose, into like the Cosmos stack. But in terms of like governance, because like validators, they have this like governance role associated with them.
So just on your validator setup, so you run validators for Neta DAO on a few chains, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know if you could talk about which ones or that experience overall. And then you said you do. I'm not sure if you're getting into validating individually or if you run validators yourself already.
Right. For Neta DAO, we validate on Juno, Akash, and Jackal. And for Poroburu, I run validators on Nomic and Passage. And it's a whole journey of like, we initially wanted to be like as decentralized as possible. And we realized like that wasn't going to work for multiple reasons. Like we wanted to like have the keys decentralized. And like, I was like researching how to get that done. And that led me into like making an issue into the Horcrux repository for like multi-party keys, I think. So because like Horcrux is a remote signer for validators, and it's like a multi-party signer. So like you think of like a multi-sig where there you have like say like a 2 of 3, a 5 of 7, but where you need a certain threshold of votes for to pass any sort of transaction. It's the same for how validators would sign blocks, and it creates like a redundant system. So I kind of had this idea that like we could split the key into multiple holders of Neta DAO in terms of like a validation sub DAO. But there, and I'm glad that Horcrux like they took up my issue and they actually implemented it. And Jack had like a similar idea, I think, brewing. So I kind of maybe helped. Light a fire, but there's a lot of like challenges in becoming more decentralized in terms of like there's a lot of like entropy and like logistical concerns that like it's like only one person can keep a secret in terms of like these cryptographic keys. Like we're learning with like Notional, for example, like they have to take down their nodes because their keys kind of got out there. And so there more work has to be done in the Cosmos SDK stack in terms of like key rotation. That's also the lesson learned from like Notional. It's like these accounts need to be more abstracted so that you can like transfer. So accounts are not tied to keys. They're tied to like accounts and they can be rotated. Even like Binance was caught up in the situation where they were rotating their validator and they had to take down their validator for like good key practices, and like people were like, oh wow, Binance is gone, they're not at the top anymore, and then they came back. But
so is like security kind of a big focus for you? Because I was looking at your profile and you mentioned there's a few things that you're interested in, you know, across blockchain, like, you know, market makers and things like that as well. Is security kind of a big focus for you, or are there other areas you're interested in as well?
Yeah, I think being a validator, naturally you want to be good at security, in terms of like Linux administration and running the nodes and not letting your secrets disappear or get deleted. In terms of my like technical developer interest, I like DevOps documentation and like developer advocacy. That's where I think I would be strong at.
Efficacy in what sense?
Oh, sorry, advocacy. So like it's just kind of like
advocacy. Yeah.
Talking about the technology rather than being like an engineer implementing features.
Yeah, NetDAO has actually been kind of an interesting experiment because, like, you know, it's dropped and kind of initially talked about as the store of value thing, but it became a sort of experimentation thing driven by the NetDAO volunteers for like a lot of things that you're talking about, like the, I guess, you know, key security there. A lot of, I think, kind of like theory crafting on DAOs. I think you contributed a little bit to DAODAO as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I picked up some issues on their repository. Like I helped them add some shields and fix their CI/CD, like GitHub actions. Just trying to help get involved with Lead Society. But in terms of like NetDAO, like remaining a store value, I do like that narrative, and it's a narrative I do push. And I think people have to have like realistic expectations for one. It's like people like to say like Bitcoin's like an inflation hedge, and then like it doesn't work that way, and they don't really understand what they're acquiring. So I sort of feel the same way about NETA. So like NETA does have like a potential to be a store of value, and like so like I came up with like three kind of phases of that. So the first phase was the bootstrapping of goodwill from the community, and That only goes so far, but it did have a real effect. Like there was real value to NETA. There's still liquidity for NETA. But there's only so much you could do about like speaking things into reality. So then you gotta go to stage two. So that's where NETADAO is acting as like a foundation for NETA. We are through our like I guess like operations, we like to say we're like a community accelerator. We have projects that we've incubated, and those are providing value to NETA, NETADAO, and in turn NETA, because people want governance control over those projects. And then eventually, like NETADAO will be like an asset manager, and then the third phase. I'm going off by memory. I kind of wrote these down as notes at one time, arguing with Don Kryptonium. I've done some theory crafting in like the private NETADAO contributor Discord. But I suppose like the third would be like the third phase of NETA being a store of value would be creating like a localized leveraged like circular economy of sorts. Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting. I think NETA ended up working a little bit as a store of value in terms of like talent in the sense that a lot of the most passionate people about Juno were involved with NetAdao. And then we've seen like a lot of contributions from like Lil D on the constitution, the charter, or so on. You know, you applying for the position with DevOps and things. So I think it's kind of interesting in that sense. I was curious, like with your focus on Neta, how do you see that interacting with your role in Juno? Like, is there any potential conflict of interest at play between NetAdao and Juno? Is it beneficial? Just your thoughts on how that relationship will be between your two roles.
I think the impacts will be minimized. Like we've been like discussing, like, do we as a DAO vote for my election? And I think that we almost have to. Like our DAO would want to say that we have confidence in our members. Otherwise we would kind of like kick them out or kind of like shun them. So and in terms of like personnel, like it's just being approving of personnel. I don't think that's a conflict of interest. And we haven't really asked anything of Juno, Juno governance. We've kind of like bootstrapped everything from like the community. We haven't asked for any liquidity. We haven't asked for any grants. We don't really like owe anything to Juno, other than the thanks for, whoever bootstrapped the contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Neta, actually, I was reading like on the other candidates, you guys gave really good write-ups on your rationale for how the votes went, which I really appreciated. For Juno, what are immediate priorities or focal points in your opinion? Like, what are the things that you want to work on first when you get into your role?
Well, things that I think Juno needs from a technical perspective, I think is like documentation. It's pretty critical. There was talk of a documentation working group, and it kind of, I think Reese was like leading that, and he's been involved much more recently in terms of like upgrades. So like the V47 Cosmos SDK upgrade took a lot of time. He's been pumping out like modules and upgrades, and that's great. But I think maybe like we need to like grow the pie in terms of like more people working on development. Like Juno, Reese was like the right person at the right time to like keep development going. But I think we need more structure in terms of what is being produced and what is being paid for. I'm happy for Reese too. Like I don't really have much complaints. Like let's like celebrate and congratulate like Reese being now an employee of Strangelove, and I think we need to kind of just reevaluate that relationship, because like the existing relationships that are kind of like legacies of Core One, and then I looked in their sub DAO, and they're still voting to pay his salary, and just like ongoing, how do these like efforts become more deliberate rather than just kind of like throwing modules at the wall without any kind of like KPIs or getting more people involved? Because like I'm sure Reese has lots of discussions with people. Like he's very active in Discord too. I'm pretty impressed of like how active he is and responsive. But maybe bringing the design more publicly rather than people telling Reese what they want, maybe having a more public design process, and maybe in the near future have Reese like be more of a manager or like a designer, and then those features like improvement processes, like I'm thinking like from like Bitcoin or Ethereum, be proposed to be implemented, and then have like tenders for those to be implemented.
Yeah, right on. I just wanted to say hi to Gus, Tony, and Eric, who joined. If you guys have any questions or if you want to hop up, please feel free to request to speak, or you can send me a DM or reply if you just want to type out a question if you're not able to speak. Poroboro is going to ask, oh, good. We do have one request, and we got Gus coming up. I have a question, another just follow-up here, Poroboro. I wanted to ask, like, so with those priorities, how do you see yourself fitting in, and like, what are you excited to bring to the development department in terms of, you know, your skills, your focus areas, and so on?
I think having like a critical voice, like asking the hard questions, like asking the hard question of like Reese's compensation, like working two jobs, is that good value for Juno going forward? Just being a good fiduciary, I suppose, a representative, and being a focal point, because like it's really easy to like ignore concerns when like they're just like a post on Twitter or like a message on Discord. Like, it's easy to kind of like ignore it, but I'm thinking like these council department positions are like a committee in like Congress or like Parliament that like people should be expected to like address these concerns of like politicians, so like just like sparking this discussion, and like, and I'm only one person on these like these boards too, so like I could be like the odd person out, and but like just having that time and like this venue for debate, I could spark discussion, bring transparency to like investigative journalism on part of the community, reconcile like concerns for the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that is something that's really needed, like just at a basic level on Juno, just people being able to understand what's going on, like how decisions are made, you know, what were the discussions behind those decisions, and so on and so forth. I wanted to welcome up, I got Gus here. Eric came up to speak as well. So I wanted to throw to Gus to see if you have a question, and then Eric after.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I don't know much other than I know Poro as from a character witness standpoint. I spent more or less 2 days with him in Nashville, and I really like the guy. And coming from NADADAO, that's a very respectable project that I helped a little bit with, working with Little D, and I think, you know, they have the right ideas, and they have I'm using the wording correctly, but they have a sense of fiduciary responsibility in the way that they set it up as an LLC first, made the constitution. They did everything correctly, and that was a space that we recorded together some time ago. And I'm just very, very impressed with the team there. And Poro's got my vote. it's an easy one, because you can't find people like him and Little D and you like, and like Signal as well. A lot of people in this room, you can't find people like you guys in Cosmos. And that's one reason why I keep one foot in. So that's all I have to say. Good luck, Poro.
Thanks, Gus. Yeah, no need to include me in that list of good people. I wanted Eric, welcome up. I wonder if you had any comments or questions or anything. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, just enjoying listening to the space. Cheddar, thanks for posting it. I just wanted to comment that from what has been the outside looking in, the community focus on transparency and on accountability is honestly part of what makes Juno a lot more attractive than other places to build right now. Other places I've had to, it's just me talking into the air, and some people pretend to care every now and then when there's money on the line. But like, even in our current prop, like I had to go and ask everybody to show up to the forum when like no validators have ever given a shit. And there's no accountability into like what's said behind the scenes and then what's said publicly. And it's frustrating as hell, man, because if you're trying to make real progress, you need back and forth. You need iron to sharpen iron. It's not good enough to look the best. You want to actually grow and be the best. So I love the dedication to accountability and look forward to seeing you in it and helping take part, hopefully myself. Not like just by building on Juno. I'm not trying to join any sub-devs, but.
So you bring up something interesting, which I think like accountability, transparency, but also like relations with projects that are launching on Juno or have already been on Juno. It's something where you've seen, I think, like a frustration in the past from various projects, like not necessarily knowing who to speak to or what's going on, that sort of thing. So I was wondering, Poroburo, if you see a relationship like relations with projects as a focal point for the development department, and if so, yeah, any ideas on how that might be improved? And yeah.
I think so in terms of like the improvement processes that like I would ideally like, and then this is like it's really hard making a platform because like I found it challenging just if only because like I can't like implement everything that I propose. It's like I need other people's consensus and like buy-in, and it's just my ideas right now. But yeah, getting like stakeholders like to like just having like a good like open source development process, like I'm interested in my main tech stack is like .NET actually, which no one in Cosmos uses, but I guess that's just how tech rolls sometimes. But like I find it interesting that the development is very like focused on like getting buy-in, like C# for example is like an international standard, so like having like people participate in that process. F# has like open design, their language design is like it's an open process, and there's a GitHub repository and people suggest ideas, and then people actually also openly implement those ideas. And I guess like the .NET like isn't the perfect example because there's all at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure Microsoft has like the benevolent dictator role, so that they have the final line. But yeah, just drawing like inspiration from open source governance.
I just wanted to welcome, we've got Crypto Dungeons here. I see some more cybernetics folks, Basilis, and then Popeye. If anybody has any questions, NetaDAO's here too. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to request to speak and come up or leave a reply or send me a DM if you want me to ask one. Also, for the speakers, Gus, Eric, feel free to just jump in at any point if you have a specific question or follow-up comment on anything that Poroburo said. I was going to ask about, when we look at the charter, we have the three departments. We've got operations, communications, and development. Looking at how it's structured in this like kind of first iteration, how do you see you managing, how should the relationship between those three be managed? Like, what should they be cooperating on? What might that look like? I don't know if you've thought about this at all, but I was just curious your thoughts.
I like the structure of it as, since like 80% of the code base for Juno is upstream from Cosm Wasm, from the Wasm D repository or the Cosmos SDK and all the tech upstream of that, of like Comet BFT. The developers in Juno don't necessarily have as much power as other blockchains or ecosystems. So we can run very lean if needed. Like, there's always the question of if Reese leaves, what happens to Juno? And effectively, like, we just would need like an integrator for like security and other sorts of like upgrades. But that could be handled. Reese's contributions is also like I guess like the modules he's creating. But so the developers don't have as much power. So I feel like there's good checks and balances. Like each department has like almost like equal power in this case, and they could all run lean. And I think that's good for like starting like a decentralized project like this, because decentralization has a lot of entropy and it needs to be managed. And
right on. Gus or Eric, did you have any questions or anything?
The only questions I have is I've been out of Juno, admittedly, since Prop 16. So I haven't been up to date on what has happened since then, since the whole Takumi thing. And maybe it's just, this is not the time to do it, but just for anyone here who doesn't understand Juno and what it's gone through and how it's shaping up now, did you guys ever go through any sort of synopsis of what's happened in recent history, or is that something you want to stay away from? It's just, it's interesting what you guys are doing and how you're bringing it back and doing it the right way. And that's what I kind of want to sort of focus on that a little bit, if you guys don't mind, because there are people in here who just really don't know what's going on and why they should get involved in Juno again or for the first time. Is that a good question for now or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's there's nothing like off board here. And so, yeah, of course, Porubur, I don't know if you wanted to speak to that.
That might be a job for the communications department.
Good answer. Yeah,
that's good stuff. Yeah. It's a long, long history. And I just hear a lot of good things about Juno, and there's a lot of great people on board, and there's a Tank and especially Reese and where he's come from, his whole history. And you got Poro, you got all these great people that have all this experience who are finally taking something and doing it right with a formerly good project. And I think, you know, that's what I was trying to focus on, I guess. But yeah, we're focusing on your candidacy, and I think that's a great thing. So it's just you get the right people for a project that definitely needed the right people. That's what, I guess that's the crux of what I'm trying to say.
I guess broadly speaking, to a follow up question I have on that is like, what excites you about Juno over the near term? And like, what is your kind of vision for it in terms of the potential of the chain and so on?
Yeah, you nailed it there, Signal. That's what I wanted to ask. That sums it all up perfectly. Thanks.
I'm sorry, one moment. So like an early, like kind of like FUD narrative or a recent FUD narrative was like DAO is the only application on Juno, and that like Juno should be forked into the DAO chain. And I feel like that's like cutting off your nose to save the face. I think that's, I'm not sure if I said that exactly right, but like DAO is always going to, DAOs are always going to need like DeFi primitives or like smart contract primitives to like function or even like get to the next step of Rails of using their capital, because DAOs are like essentially asset managers. But so, and then also like I like to buy into the idea of interchain accounts, and I know Jake has really strong opinions against the current state of interchain accounts, that they're not very useful. Like they're only useful for like Stride liquid staking, and possibly like Quasar vaults. But really, Juno is the cross chain smart contract chain. That's how it's been marketed. But and like I would love that Juno be like a middleware for composing like app chains. I think that's a really great like potential. We might not be there yet. Even Polytone has been, I've heard about it for like 6 months and they're still working on it, and like fair enough, like but it's not the current value proposition. So So right now, I think there is like an addressable market for DAOs, serving DAOs with like DeFi primitives. And then like it's like once you have like a supporting economy, like you get further growth. Like if you build an airport, you have all the workers and you got to support those workers. And like that's how like economic development happens. And at a minimal viable level, like even just supporting DAO, I think is a good value proposition to sustain Juno.
So when you talk about building an airport and so on, so DAO is one of those things, or and it also kind of produces the market, like you said, of DAOs that need DeFi primitives. What are some the airports that you think Juno needs, basically? What are some immediate things that need to be developed or supported or brought in otherwise?
I may not be the great person for this because I'm sort of ambivalent on DeFi. Like, DeFi, it's fun, but there's lots of entropy, and who really wants to use it? Sort of, like people hardly know about Bitcoin. And not to say these things aren't useful. There's just lots of entropy, and they're like sort of like black boxes, I suppose. Personally, I don't get excited anymore about DeFi, like, or as excited as I maybe once was. It's a hard question for me to answer, and I don't want to like really shape who deploys on Juno. Like it's the permissionless smart contract chain. Like there we could implement like modules and make changes and facilitate the permissionlessness of Juno, but it's up for people to create their business ideas to support DAOs or whatever else find success on Juno.
Yeah, that's, you bring up an interesting point, which I've thought about a bit on Juno, is like, how do you navigate neutrality and in a permissionless chain while also providing support to developers and making it a place where people want to come and build things and feel supported?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure how to answer it. Like, I guess there's like the idealist point, like you just want to be neutral, but like I'm trying to think of like in terms of like Juno's history, we've been burned not being neutral. But like some of this falls under the operation department. Like I think that there are concerns of like business development would be like creating partnerships, and they would be more concerned about being neutral. I think on the developer department side, we've had like questions of like, what oracles do we want to launch? What oracles do we want to support? What oracles do we want to provide fee shares to? And like, in terms of like providing the implementations for that, there's a degree of like neutrality that we should be concerned with, but those are also like operational concerns. And so I guess this leads me to like, there's going to be like an interesting tension, I think, between the operation department and the development department, because like the development is like effectively like an operation. I think that's, it's something that will be calibrated. I don't think it's going to be a concern, but it's going to be like an interesting, once the rubber hits the road, how do we kind of make sure we don't step on each other's toes and work well together?
Yeah, right on. Just wanted to also welcome, I see like Lobo's here, Cosmos News is here, and a few other people. If anybody has any questions, feel free to request to speak or reply to the space or send me a message. Eric, did you have any questions or anything? I'm sure you're thinking a little bit about some of the things Porter Booter has been saying.
It's honestly really important to bring up the dichotomy of wanting to maintain neutrality while also wanting to support the projects that are building here. And yeah, it's great to talk about. It's always going to be contentious because the issue is like, oh, well, if we play favorites, then other people aren't going to feel welcome. But if we don't play favorites, if we don't pick and choose who we're actively going to support the other, and nobody's going to care about anything, nothing's going to be good enough, nothing's going to be supportive enough to get exit velocity. Hopefully these discussions continue forever. Like, hopefully that debate goes on forever, so we can always push for neutrality while also always pushing to support and better the projects building out.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to chime in one more time and just say the word that kept sticking out for me was neutrality, and that's something that I haven't heard with any project before. Now, nothing against anyone here. Maybe I just haven't heard it from them, but I think Poro understands the platform very well, and that it must be neutral, and that his place in it must be neutral as well in order for it to work properly. And I haven't heard that word before, really, used in Cosmos. So good for you.
I've heard it every time somebody chooses not to support us. And it's never like, oh, we need other people. It's always pretend, like fake other projects that are pretending to build need to feel welcome when there's nobody there. So oftentimes it's used just as an excuse to not provide support. But it's nice hearing it not used with that in mind, him knowing that projects do, in fact, really need support. It can get contentious at times.
Yeah, and I think that in the past, this was a challenge for Juno in the sense that projects building there, maybe they didn't, it was hard for them to get answers from Core One and things like that, which I think was on the basis of neutrality. Of like, yeah, I don't know, figure it out yourself. We're not going to play favorites. But then you saw things like Terra Development Fund, Rescue Fund. I can't remember what it was called exactly, but maybe things that were a little bit like emotionally driven or kind of knee-jerk reactions, where funds were spent kind of questionably. And then, so that kind of leads to this inconsistency thing where it's like, you know, you're neutral a lot of the time and ostensibly so, but you're also kind of just funding things seemingly at random or funding things in ways that people can't really see what the decision-making process is and how that can be sort of graded versus the goal of neutrality on a permissionless chain.
Yeah, random or worse, not random, where it's just the whatever deals aren't being disclosed.
Lack of knowledge.
Sorry to cut you off, Signal. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Gus.
I think in the next iteration of crypto, as it's happening right now, I think there's a big change between the children and now the adults in the room. And I count Poro as one of them, of all of you as well. I think we've gone through all these bad times with Terra Luna and all these projects that failed, that had all these promises and that got funded and they squandered the money and nepotism and all that stuff. And finally, there are people from projects like NadaDAO that are adding some maturity to the situation and accountability and neutrality. I keep using the word fiduciary, but that's not really the right word in the context of this project. But in Poro's position, being able to step away from it and being neutral, as we keep talking about, is very, very important. And I think that's kind of the maturity that's needed in a lot of chains and a lot of projects. So that's how I just want to sum it up that way, how I feel about it.
Yeah, the wisdom and discernment that it can only come from experience.
Yeah, I just wanted to welcome up Cosmos News. Do you have a question for Poroburu or a general question?
I had a couple. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. Go for it.
Okay, Poro, what will you be doing at this job? I guess for anybody listening, you know, what is the Juno Development Department? You're a candidate, and what's your job going to be? How do you, you know, what do you think you're going to be doing? And I could give you both questions if you want. And the other one is, what's your relationship with Reese Williams? You know, like, how well do you communicate? Is he easy to get along with? You guys have a good relationship?
I'll just the Reese question. We don't communicate much at all. I met him at NFT Nashville. We talked twice. I think we nerded out. Mostly, he kind of like maybe I wanted to like bring up the development department just to like, you know, build a relationship and just see what, where he was at in person, like, to accelerate, like getting to know him. In terms of the performing the actions of the job, I'm certainly not going to be like a core developer. That's not what I'm being paid for or signed up to do. It's I am being a representative. I will attend meetings. I will, like be a politician. I think that's like, I guess the short way to say it. Hold people accountable in terms of like our decisions, propose things to be voted on.
Great, thanks, man.
If I can, Cosmos News, thank you. I'm not very good at, not a good host. I didn't give context for, you know, what the position is or anything like that. But if I can summarize from my understanding very briefly, like, so the charter was set up, you know, Juno previously had for stewardship sub DAOs, you had things like Core One and kind of like a constellation of different sub DAOs, Juno Growth and things like that, that were all tasked with different components of kind of driving development and operations, things like that on Juno. So all of those under the charter are kind of merged into the three department system with the council at the top. Each department is five members. There's operations, communications, and development. And the idea with this is that it's kind of like a more accurate representation of the various stakeholders that comprise Juno, and also something where there's good checks and balances in place between them. And then there's those three departments, and then they form the voters. The departments are the voters on the council, which can like request funds to the community from the community pool for funding development, things like that. So effectively, and then the whole thing is controlled by Juno General Governance. So that's why there's elections for the positions, because it's doing a full general election essentially on Juno to put candidates in each spot. And the idea here is that, you know, it's effectively like a foundation, a Juno Development Foundation, that's governed by the chain directly. And so that's, so yeah, Poroburu, the position he's going for is on development.
I got a follow-up question, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
Is there any other candidates? Is it just one guy for the job, or is there going to be like a panel of three? Does anybody know?
Currently, yeah. I'm the only one who applied to be a nominee. There are existing, I guess, like founding positions where Jake Hartnell and Reese Williams are on the development department.
Yeah, so development will be three to start with two empty seats that will, you know, maybe filled at a later point. Yeah. And then for the other ones, we had elections last week for each of the seats for operations. And then next week, there's actually communications was already existing in Juno. So there was like four people basically grandfathered in with one remaining seat. And for that one, there'll actually be a contested vote for that final seat. And that's between Tony, who's listening, and Dragon Monk. So that prop, those props will be two, and that'll come up next week. But for Poroburu tomorrow, the prop will go up. It's just basically a yes or no if for an open seat. Did you have any more questions, or did that answer your questions?
Just kind of a general one. Yeah, no, that's great. But like, you know, if elected, Poro, like what are you going to bring to the office? I guess, I mean, you know, what am I supposed to ask? That's what like instinct is like, you know, what is your campaign promises? You know what I mean? Like, what are you running on? Like, what do you bring? I guess I know you're a validator and you're a pretty smart guy, but what else can you tell us? Not trying to be pushy, just trying to, you know, let's hear it from you.
Sorry, I'm just thinking where to start. in terms of like the existing Core One obligations, just like I want to audit those. I think like Reese's salary is something that the community is interested in reevaluating given his employment at Strangelove, and it's nothing against Reese. It's just I think he came in at a certain spot and the situation's evolved, and let's congratulate Reese on his new employment and see how we can, I guess, evolve the development process for Juno in terms of, like possibly Reese could like join in as like a more managerial role, like a project manager where we create these like improvement proposals that can get input from like stakeholders, and we could tender contracts for them to be implemented. So creating good processes for the, I guess, the development of the work on chain. Like I'm also interested in like the test nets. I think people have complaints about sometimes they're not always available or they're not always mirroring what's live. And actually Reese, he's created like interchain tests, and I think that's a good way of emulating a live chain. But at the end of the day, people want a live test net environment to deploy that simulates like actual decentralization of nodes being around the world. So like having like, well, I don't even think this should be like immediate thing to do, but I think like, and because it's going to cost entropy, but like having like a testnet subDAO where that we have like a staging testnet and like a more of a nightly developer testnet. Also documentation I think needs to be addressed, that there was a working group for documentation and then that's been kind of stalled by, I guess, pressing development concerns of upgrades and like upgrading to Cosmos SDK v47. And what else I would bring to the job? Holding people accountable, like being more of like the community advocate, because like Jake and Reese, they're great developers. I learn a lot from them, just like being around them. Jake runs like DAODAO and Lead Society. He's up to a lot of stuff, but maybe, and even they say they want people to hold them accountable. So I am literate with like the tech stack of the Cosmos, and I could hold them accountable.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. It's a good answer.
Yeah, and I've just posted Poroburu's candidate profile thread that in the nest here, so people can read that after. And if you want to interact with that, retweet it or anything like that, that's much appreciated. For the elections last week, I mean, we're doing our best to make everything visible, but it more always helps, especially when it comes down to like getting the attention of validators who are voting that maybe don't pay like close attention to the chain and discussions that happen on the primary Juno channels. So anyone that can amplify that tweet it's much appreciated. I just wanted to also welcome, I see Holly Folly here and a couple other people. If you have any questions or anything, feel free to come up or DM me if you want me to ask anything. Otherwise, I think we've been running for almost an hour here. So I think we can probably wrap pretty soon. I was curious at this point, Poro, if over the course of these questions, if there's anything that you've been thinking about or hoping to speak to that we haven't asked so far, or if you had any other kind of general comments at this point?
I think we covered everything. I appreciate people's support in terms of wanting me to run and just like supporting my nomination and election. And yeah, please give me feedback. Like I found it challenging even running my my platform, because like it's going to be, this is like a whole calibration process, and there's going to be lots of iteration. I even wonder, like, should there be elections for like Jake and Reese? Do they want to be more managers? Do they want to be more developers? Do they want to play both roles? How's that going to work out in the future? What's going to be their expectations? So I appreciate people's kind of like understanding maybe of my own uncertainty in some respects, but I'm just excited to be a good representative for the Juno community for these technical matters.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I have like a ton of respect for you and everyone else that's applied for spots, because this is set up as like an experimental thing, you know, it's set to last for 6 months. And it is an iterative process where with the charter, we kind of set up a basic framework. But everyone that's in positions for the next 6 months are intended to be there to test things and figure them out, right? And doing that in a public forum where you basically have to run as like a politician is, you know, it's like, I don't know. I got a lot of respect for it from you and all the other candidates. And Holly Folly is up with a hand up. So I just wanted to pass the mic to you for a question.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry I came a little bit late, so you might have already addressed this, but I was just wondering if you wanted to comment on, you know, other candidates, or, you know, have you worked with them? Are there, you know, anything in terms of, you know, your collaborative process with the people that are also applying?
The fun part, I guess, is like I'm the only candidate for the development department, but I guess the other people, I'll comment on like the other candidates that I can have thoughts on and who I'm working with. So Jake Hartnell, expert in like Cosmosm, really enthusiastic and I guess like idealistic, but about Web3 and exciting to work with. He's a good mentor in Lead Society. Reese, great developer. I met him in NFT Nashville. Hope to work with him. I think he'd be great at designing like a project manager for ongoing development of Juno. And he's active in Discord, and that's great to see. In terms of operation candidates, the only one that's like I knew prior to it was Tank. And I think Tank's a great influencer, and like but also I definitely see his like operational capacity, and I think he's great for the role. I think like running like NFT Nashville even is just like a good example of like he could get something done. And the other candidates, I'm not sure I have anything strong to say about them, other than I listened to the operation, the last charter constitution call in Discord last Sunday, and I was impressed overall with Panos and I think Max. I think they both bring experience and like even like the ability to create good processes and to Juno, and I appreciate that they're running.
I wanted to say hello to we got Papayo here, Soy, a couple other people. If you want to hop up and ask any questions, feel free. We just have probably a couple minutes left. So if you want to ask a question, feel free to request the mic. Holly, did you have any follow up?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Holly, you're from Canada too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, man. I'm from Toronto.
the very Canadian stage here, which is rare. I think unless there are further questions, maybe I'll throw to you one more time, Poro, for any final comments, and then I'll just kind of summarize and wrap it up.
I don't have much more to say, but yeah, vote for Poro. I would appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining and listening. Poro, like I said, respect to you and everyone else that's running for positions in like a very public format, like this space, for example. I think you being the only one going for a spot on development, you've had like the most direct questions, I think. So I really appreciate you coming up here and explaining your position on stuff and so on and so forth. So
briefly on that, it just makes me think it's like it's going to be an interesting dynamic going forward, because right now we have the missionaries applying for these positions, and eventually we're going to have mercenaries, and it's going to be an interesting tension. And I'm not sure what I have to say about that. I even think that's a good thing. Like I think like these development department positions, like I love the idea. It was kind of proposed in like the drafting process that like DAOs would be holding positions, and I think that's kind of like an interesting aspiration, because like if you're running like a viable DAO, you can work with other people, and I think that's a valuable characteristic in its own. And and then like there's this concern of like DAOs having members with multiple seats in multiple departments, or potentially the same department, and but like I even kind of like encourage that as well. It's like that's just kind of like a sign of like a healthy democracy. So looking forward to more participants. Obviously the development department needs more candidates, and excited for the future.
Yeah, and that's a great point. It's like by design too, I think. You know, it's not like this is a position where there's like a huge salary attached to it or anything. There's an honorarium of 750 Juno a month, I think, for each position. And that's kind of, that's an honorarium for playing your role, attending meetings, kind of representing the community and so on. That's an important thing to mention, that like you said, missionaries versus mercenaries, this first set of people on the council and in the departments are, you know, people that are really like kind of die hard about Juno, that have been a big part of the community, and so on. I don't think we have much more to cover here. So I just wanted to say thank you very much again to everyone for attending and listening. If you're able to amplify Poro Buru's candidate tweet, that's much appreciated. If you have any other questions, I hope you can follow up with him directly or on one of the, you know, Discord or something like that. And that's a wrap for today. Thanks for the, also thank you for the other speakers and people that ask questions.
Thank you.
And the prop goes up tomorrow, so be ready to vote.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality.
the teeth stuck in the furbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.